Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I, Paul, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Paul is imprisoned, and that means, I suppose, that he is stuck. He wants them to walk because he is not free to do that anymore. He's stuck, he's static, he's going nowhere. Except if you've read the rest of Paul, that's not the case at all. If you were here for the Making Disciples for Life conference, Dr. Kloa talked about this, how Paul is always talking about how the gospel is not bound, even if he is. How all of the Roman guard throughout all of their ranks around the world knows that he's in prison for the sake of Christ. That Paul himself, even though he is in chains, is pressing on nevertheless toward his goal, toward Rome, toward all of the Christians and those who will become Christians by his preaching. The gospel is always advancing, and he is not stuck or static at all. Likewise, in today's text, Paul references the ascension of Christ Jesus. And I suppose that means he sits at the right hand of the Father, that he too is imprisoned there, as some have said, that Jesus is static and stuck. But Paul's point again is that the Lord is not bound there. He is reigning from the right hand of the Father. He, in fact, is now the possessor of all the majesty of God, the one appointed by the Father, the one who has taken captivity itself captive. So how could he be held captive now in any way? That means that death and the devil and all the powers of hell are under his command, in subjection to him, even if not seen yet. And Jesus is very active indeed. He is giving his gifts to men. And not least of those are these offices named out from the one office of the Holy Ministry. And, of course, the wonderful phrase that makes it very clear the Lord is not imprisoned in any way in his body at the right hand of the Father. He fills all things now by virtue of his ascension. Now, with all of this, dear Christian, how could you ever be imprisoned or stuck or static or going nowhere? For you belong to Christ Jesus, do you not? You hear the words of St. Paul, like the church of Ephesus did, and you believe them. How could all of us, the church of our ascended Lord, ever be bound, except if it is, as St. Paul says, bound together, maintaining the unity of the Spirit, and joined in peace and love that is always growing? That's what St. Paul says is the result and the purpose that the Lord has given his great graces and gifts to us humans for. So your gift of baptism, the one baptism into our one Lord Jesus Christ, is never to be considered a past thing for you. You know this. But it is always present with us. It is always at work in us. We always are living and growing into this truth. The unity of the Spirit that he speaks of, which is not something that we can create by our own actions, but something that has been given to us in the teaching of the Holy Spirit to hold on to keep, which is the word to maintain, this is never to be considered a stultifying or imprisoning or static restraint on us. It is true that the Lord's truth does not change from age to age. That doesn't mean that our maintenance of it is to be trapped into the past at all. It is to recognize that the source of our life, the only thing that can grow, is his truth. Likewise, the fullness of that truth is our goal in Christ Jesus, that in everything, in our speech and our conduct, we would reflect this triune God, who likewise is at unity in himself. And along with the faith and the confession of this truth, the love of Christians is to be growing at all times. Specifically, Paul mentions these sorts of love: gentleness, humility, patience, and bearing with one another in love. What all of these have in common is that they are not just individual things to work on. Patience, like patience to get all your work done and not give up or something. But rather patience with one another, gentleness towards those that we live and work with, and kindness towards our fellow Christians. Paul is speaking about building up the church through the gifts and the grace of Christ Jesus. So then, he gives at least three or four images, all wrapped together here, of what the growth of Christians is. The first is that we are like infants who are becoming men. In fact, that could be true individually, but it's especially true when we consider that there is one body in this church. So we are not to remain like little infants who have a giant head but have no control of it and are small-bodied underneath. I suppose that's what it could be if we never grew up into Christ Jesus, who is our head. But rather, we are to grow into that fullness, to stand, because we have such a head who has gone before us. Likewise, we are not to be a rudderless ship that is unable to cut through all of the nonsense, all of the waves that might buffet it, one that can be tossed around by every wind and wave of falsehood. We are to be clinging at all times and guarding that truth that has been given to us, the unity that the Spirit has created through the Word of God. Nor are we to be infants who are gullible, right? Gullible in the face of tricksters and words of deceit. We are to grow up into the Lord Jesus Christ and be united in Him, just as He has promised and afforded to us by His Word and by His blood. So Paul also mixes in the metaphor of building. And unlike maybe our hymn, there's no building, no beautiful church structure that Paul has in mind here, as he mentions elsewhere in the Scriptures. Here, of course, he's talking about knitting together bone and flesh. That's not something that you or I have the ability to do. He's not asking us to become some Franken church where we take all of our diversity and sew it together like some monster. But rather, just as the grace has been given to us, not each for all sorts of different purposes, Paul has a way of talking about that elsewhere, but all of us have all received, each of us, the same measure of the Lord's grace. And the measure is not a part that when you put it all together, we're the full transformer that adds up to something else. But we all have received the grace in the measure to Jesus Christ Himself. That's the fullness. That's then the unity in which the church is brought together. And Paul repeats this when he talks about growing up into the full knowledge of the faith, the body of this faith, the mature manhood in Christ Jesus, that it's all according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ our Lord. So this is the unity of the church. Not a piecemeal, not a when we put all our parts together we become even better. But it is Christ Jesus from beginning to end. His truth, His peace, that then we are growing into all our life until at last, at the last day, we will attain it in Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.